You're listening to Lyrics Undercover Free Edition, Case 153, Bad Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce. Coverville Media proudly presents Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. You're currently subscribed to the free feed, which will only be updated with one episode per month. To get the premium feed, which includes four episodes per month, please visit lyricsundercover.com and click the subscribe button on the right side of the page. Was he a fictional tough guy, or was he based on a real person? In this episode of Lyrics Undercover, we'll find out the truth about Bad Bad Leroy Brown. Philadelphia native Jim Croce claimed he didn't get serious about music until he was a student at Villanova University in the early 1960s. He worked as a disc jockey, sang in college musical groups, and also formed several bands. Although life wasn't easy for Jim, it provided him with a cast and settings for the storytelling songs he would write as a young performer. He was in and out of a musician's life, depending on his finances. After college, he had to leave his bride back home while he did a stint in the Army. When he returned, Jim performed with his wife Ingrid, an artist and musician, at coffee houses doing covers and writing their own original songs. Eventually, he landed a solo gig at a bar and steakhouse in a small town, which gave him experience playing to tough audiences. He had an amazing repertoire of thousands of songs. He also sold airtime for a radio station, visiting pool halls and businesses in the rough neighborhoods of South and West Philly. By 1968, Jim and Ingrid struck out for New York City to record an album. They toured the college circuit for 2 years to promote that record, but despite their talent, they couldn't catch a break. They had to move back to rural Pennsylvania, and Jim took a job driving a truck, using his time behind the wheel to write songs about the characters he met on the job. In 1971, the Croces were about to become parents, and Jim decided to give serious music one last shot. He wrote several songs for what would become his first album, and relied on help from friends in the business to get that album released and to sign him to a 3-record deal that would assure some stability for his family. The album, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, released in 1972, did well, and ABC Records next released Life and Times in 1973. Bad Bad Leroy Brown, a single from the second album, tells the story of a tough character that Croce said was inspired by a real Leroy Brown he met while he was in the service, who liked to talk up his own bad attitude but was led away in handcuffs after he went AWOL. The song tells a story of the South Side of Chicago, which has long earned its reputation as a dangerous area. Leroy is a big, tall gambler who enjoys flashy jewelry, fancy clothes, and big cars. He's accustomed to admiration from women and fear from men until the day he meets Doris, a good-looking woman at the edge of the bar where he's shooting dice. Doris's husband takes offense, and even Leroy's pistol and razor are no match for a jealous man. At the end of the match, Leroy is clearly beaten. He looks like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Like the real Leroy Brown, this Leroy also can't live up to his own inflated ego.
Now Leroy, he a gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like to wear his diamond rings on everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, he got a Eldorado too.
Bad Bad Leroy Brown went to number one on the U.S. pop charts in July 1973. 2 months later, it was still on the charts when Jim and his friend and guitarist Maury Mulheisen died in a plane crash in Louisiana. Jim was 30 years old and his son AJ only two.
We're Friday, about a week ago, Leroy shooting
dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Madaro's, and oh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her, and the trouble soon began. And Leroy Brown, he turned his mess about a mess with the wife of a jealous man.
News of his death propelled him to greater notoriety, and one of the singles from the first album, Time in a Bottle, written for AJ, went to number one. Shortly thereafter, ABC released his third album, which he'd finished recording a week before his death. Eventually, he had three gold records. After years of trying to succeed at music, Jim Croce finally made it, almost.
Well, two men took to fighting, and when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. Bad. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. Yeah, he was badder than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook and hosted by me, Brian Ibbett. To subscribe, visit lyricsundercover.com. And if you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.